ACD International presentation.
ACD International presents Mondy Johnson in Tales of Mystery. With Nigel Manger. Based on the characters created by Christian Doherty.
Sheriff! Sheriff! They've escaped, Sheriff! They've escaped!
Well, so they've escaped.
Yeah, they got out.
So, Jeb, they've escaped.
Yeah, they have. You gonna go after them, Sheriff?
Be sure to guard them, yeah?
Yeah, but we gotta get them back first. Those bastards think they can escape.
Get the car. We have to run them down.
I'll bring it around.
Get in quick.
Alright. I should be able to catch up with them if we go quick.
Yeah, they are. I see them running. Hurry up and move that car.
Don't worry, I can only go so fast, Sheriff. Run, Sheriff. There goes.
Get them moving and run them down.
Run for the woods, Sheriff. There.
We've got to get out. We've got to get them.
Right.
Hey, you take the right side.
Right. Pull up. There they go. They're trying to get away.
Here, you take the right side. Joe, you take the left side. I'll go down the middle.
Yes, sir.
Frank, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
The sheriff.
Yes,
he's going
to... I'll hit him down. You try to lead him off.
It's too late. It's too late.
Oh. Got to get out.
We've got you surrounded. You can't escape. We've got him, Jeb! We've got him!
They're those bodies.
Now they'll never know. Nobody will ever know our secret.
Jeb, I'll get some men to bear the bodies. Lead you back to town.
You better throw them in the river. Better that way. ACD International presents The Secret South Affair. Executive Producer Patrick Johnson. Produced by Brian Williams. Written by John O'Malley. Based on the story The Secret South Affair by Christian Doherty. Directed by Teddy Howard.
George, we really should visit the Washington Monument on your vacation here. We must visit the South. You know, old chap, those ancient battlefields. The states had quite a war in their earlier years. And we must visit New York. I just can't. It's a smashing place.
Take it easy, Johnson.
We must not rush into things. I am very tired also, so please, if we can arrive at our quarters now, I should be very happy.
Whatever you say, old man.
Yes, the food is excellent here.
Yes, this is excellent food.
You know, sometimes I'm hearing a lot about the South, its battlefields, its ancient monuments. Sometimes, instead of visiting the old touristy places, we really, you know, as the Washington Monument or the White Palace, we really should visit also other things. We should visit, perhaps the Deep South. I hear it's very interesting down there, don't you?
Undoubtedly.
Some new people arrived, Sheriff. Don't like the looks of them. I ain't gonna get in no trouble.
Now you just don't worry about it, Joe. I'll meet him myself, and I'll get rid of him as fast as I can. One way or another. You some new people arrived in town?
Yes. I have a fascination for the South. I'd like to know more about it.
Well, you won't find out about it here, you English dude.
I'm not a dude, my dear man. I'm an Englishman.
What's your name?
George Terrell, and my companion is John Johnson.
Well, I hope you start thinking about leaving. There's no information around here. Meanwhile, care to join me at the bar for a drink?
I should hope to.
What would you like, Mr. George Terrell? Vodka and soda. We only serve whiskey.
I see. Well then, as you people may say it, I want whiskey.
I would like some whiskey also.
Let the dude have some whiskey. Let the two dudes have some whiskey.
Looks very good, doesn't it, Johnson?
Yes, it looks nice.
I hope you boys like it. It's some of our very special brew. A brew that's been handled down all through the ages.
Sorry about that. Sport on your pants.
You. Don't laugh at me!
I said don't laugh at me.
How do you like our whiskey?
It's disgusting. It's disgusting and vulgar. Don't laugh at me.
We not laughing, boy.
Now listen, boys. You just calm down. I'm leaving now, Sheriff.
You lick that up, boy. You lick it up.
Lick it up.
You lick it up. Go ahead. Lick that up, you pig.
No wonder you drink this slime. It was made for the dogs, and that is what you are.
Get him, boys!
Let's get out of here, Johnson!
Get him! No way. Bastard's gonna pay for that.
This is Mandy Johnson. Tales of Mystery returned after station identification. There's something wrong, Johnson. Something very, very wrong. I'm a detective, and I guess it is my duty to find out. But listen to me first, Johnson. I want you to take the next plane to Jackson. I regret to say this, but you're going to have to walk to the airport. I'm going to have to use the car. I can feel something is wrong. So when you get to Jackson, you must not hesitate to bring the police here. I feel something is wrong. Let's go now. I'll distract them while you run.
But George, what should I tell the police?
Tell them that there's been a murder committed.
But George, I can't leave you alone.
I don't think you can, Johnson, but you must try. Quick now. You must go.
Do you think they know, Sheriff? Do you?
He's getting warm, Jim. We have to do something.
Should I do it tonight?
Yep, he's a dead man tonight.
I caught him snooping, Sheriff.
Wait, it look, Sheriff, it's terrible.
Well, now, the English dude has been snooping. We're going to put an end to that. And soon. Where's your friend? I don't know. Well, he don't know now. Jim and Joe, find that man John Johnson, and when you find him, kill him dead.
He's breaking away, Sheriff. He's going for your Jeep.
Stop him. I've got to start this. Come on, get moving. Get moving. Get moving.
Come on, Sheriff.
He's escaped. We'll have to go after him.
We'll get in my car, Sheriff.
Okay.
There you go, Sheriff. We're catching up with him. Our car's faster than that old Jeep.
I've got to speed this faster. He's coming alongside of me. I have to do something. Do something quick.
Make it fast, Jim. Sheriff, speed it up.
Don't worry. I'll try to. I want that. That dude dead! Yeah! I want Tyrell dead!
He's pulling besides the Jeep! I'm trying to jump in with him!
Jump!
I got him!
I'll kill you, your
daughter. I got your hand!
No! No! So we've got you, Taro. We've got you, and since you're gonna die, we can tell you everything now. I'm gonna tell you something before you die, Taro, that you shouldn't have ever stumbled on in the first place. But it's something that's real, real big. So big, in fact, Mr. Taro, you can't live to hear the end of our little tale. We are controlling a secret southern plantation with slaves right out of the Civil War, except these are modern-day slaves. They do all our work for us, and they can't escape because we have guards located all around it. Yes, we're living like kings here, right here on this southern plantation. The slaves pick our cotton, and we get all the money. And we have millions of plantations such as these all through the South, and millions of enslaved people. God, well, the money we get from them, and we don't have to do one goddamn thing. We're doing so much, Mr. Taro, so much. How can you do this to these poor innocent people? We manage. Our grandfathers kept up the slavery right after the Civil War. We've been doing this. We get so much out of it. Now, Mr. Taro, we're going to have to kill you.
Boss! Cops coming from Jackson!
Quick! Quick, get down! Get down! They're raiding us! They're raiding us!
I'm getting out of here, boss! Karen, are you all right? The police are rounding up the rest of them. The sheriff seems to have been shot.
Yes, there seemed to be a big shootout here. I believe that the sheriff, well, he was killed. I hope that one day friendship reigns throughout the world. Tales of Mystery, copyright 1970, by ACD International.
ACD International!